So what do Australians make of it all? And is it likely to shift the debate about Australia's future as a constitutional monarchy? Gavin Coote takes a look.
Forget the pandemic, politics, or even world peace. It's the Meghan Harry interview that these Sydney law students want to discuss.
Oh, I didn't watch it, but I'd like people not liking the royals. Yeah, I think it's good to just take them down a peg.
Yeah, I watched some of it this morning and some of it last night as well.
A lot on social media, actually.
Yeah,
in your feeds, in your circles, what are people saying?
Supporting Meghan, mostly, and that racism's not okay and it's never going to be all right, and it's just abhorrent what's being said about her and in the media as well.
Yeah. I think there was that comment as well that she made about how she had been silenced as a woman because it was International Women's Day. Lots of people were posting about that too.
And had you already been quite sympathetic to Meghan, or were you sort of on the fence before the interview?
I was sympathetic to her, probably, but that's because my parents are from the UK and my mum was a big Diana fan, and it feels like Diana 2.0.
Meghan Markle's claims of racism and mental health problems seem to resonate among these young Australians. But not everyone is sympathetic of the Duchess's plight.
I think she's made herself look like she's sort of coming in and busting up the royal family a bit. And I think it's a bit funny how they say that they want to distance themselves from the royal family and have nothing to do with them, but then they go on the Oprah Winfrey show with a tell-all.
I suppose they've gone a bit too far.
The Duchess's story does have more serious implications for Australia, where the Queen is still our head of state. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull led the Republican movement in the failed 1999 referendum and met the pair in London ahead of the 2018 Invictus Games in Sydney.
That's clearly an unhappy, you know, an unhappy family, or at least Meghan and Harry are very unhappy. It sounds very sad.
Malcolm Turnbull has sympathy on a personal level for the royals, but still believes they shouldn't be at the head of our government.
So I think after the end of the Queen's reign, that is the time for us to say, okay, we've passed that watershed. Do we really want to have whoever happens to be the head of state of the King or Queen of the UK automatically our head of state?
Philip Banwell chairs the Australian Monarchist League and wasn't impressed with Meghan Markle's performance. He thinks the interview will turn Australia against the couple and also cause long-term damage to the royals.
When you look at the tremendous reception that they both got when they were in Australia for the Invictus Games in 2018, you couldn't have a more popular couple in this country. But as soon as Harry indicated he was leaving the royal family and in many ways going against the wishes of the Queen, opinion turned.
And you have dedicated much of your life to preserving our constitutional monarchy here in Australia. Do events like these help or hinder your cause, do you think?
Hinder. Obviously, an interview like that detracts from what we are doing because it creates side issues. But the system of constitutional monarchy will continue and survive whatever is thrown against it, because it is a system that best protects the democracy of our country.
So what do the people, or the commoners, as the royals would describe us, think? While they might be fascinated with the problems in the palace, these students aren't so sure they'll provoke a wider debate about Australia's system of government.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that, like, one actress-turned-princess is going to change people's perspectives on whether or not we should be a republic. I don't know. I can't imagine it going away anytime soon, but I think maybe it would change. But people thought it was going to change in the 90s, and the same thing's happening now, so I can't really be too hopeful that it's going to get much better from here.
Students in Sydney speaking to our reporter Gavin Coote.